Thank you. Bezirk oder wenn er Charge Starasatische Yeshiva hat. Der Mann der Yeshiva macht diese Land, der Starasatische Yeshiva hat auch auf Harike.
Ja!
Anak, der Kult, der Reich, der Mimiti.
Ja!
Es kann von der Bezirk sein, der Mann der Yeshiva auf Harike.
Ja!
Mama Chai Yeshiva hat die Last Tag, wo er geht. Ja! Nehmen Sie sich auch, wo Sie Krishna Shitan, wo er mit seinem Mann, der Sie in Wedi gesagt hat, Sie war sie, die Jahre war zu Harike.
Ja!
Sie Shira der Krishna, Gopa Gopa Natsham, Kunde war der Kunde, die Liga bei Danki.
Ja!
Sie bin da mit Danki.
Ja!
Da wird die Maya Buddha. Ki
Ganga
Mayiki,
Mula
Mayiki,
Tulsi
Deviki,
Bhakti
Deviki, Sankirtan Gangirki,
Hariram
Sankirtanki, Pranthadachin Bhagavatanki, Samavita Bhakti Vindiki, Gopin,
where
is the Sam of the Buddha?
Where
is the Sam of the
Buddha?
Where is the Sam of the
Buddha?
Where is the Shigar of the Shigar? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 18, Text 54. Samvatsaram
Samvatsaram
Pumsavanam
Pumsavanam
Vratam
Vratam
Etat
Etat
Abhiplutam
Abhiplutam
Darayish
Darayish
Darayishyasi
Darayishyasi
Chet
Tubyam
Tubyam Sakraha
Sakraha
Bhavita
Bhavita
Sutta
Sutta
Samvatsaram Pumsavanam
Samvatsaram Pumsavanam
Vratam Etadaviplutam
Vratam Etadaviplutam
Darayashyasi Chetubhyam
Darayashyasi Chetubhyam
Chakraha Bhavita Sutaha
Chakraha Bhavita Sutaha
Samvatsaram Bhumsavanam
Samvatsaram Bhumsavanam
Vratam Etadaviplutam
Vratam Etadaviplutam
Darayashyasi Chetubhyam
Darayashyasi Chetubhyam
Chakraha Bhavita Sutta
Chakraha Bhavita Sutta
Samvatsaram Bhumsavanam
Samvatsaram Bhumsavanam
Vratametadaviplutam
Vratametadaviplutam
Darayashyasi Chetubhyam
Darayashyasi Chetubhyam
Chakraha Bhavita Sutaha
Chakraha Bhavita Sutaha
Samvatsaram Bhumsavanam
Samvatsaram Bhumsavanam
Vratametadaviplutam
धारयिष्यासि चेत्तुभ्यं शक्रः भविता सुतः
शक्रः भविता सुतः
Sambatsaram Pumsavanam
Sambatsaram Pumsavanam
Vratam Etadaviplutam
Vratam Etadaviplutam
Darayishyasi Yat चतुप्यम शक्रा भाविता सुता
Samvatsaram,
Samvatsaram,
for 1 year.
For 1 year.
Pungsavanam,
Pungsavanam,
called Pungsavana.
Called Pungsavana.
Ratam,
Ratam,
vow.
Vow.
Etat,
Etat,
this.
This.
Aviplutam,
Aviplutam,
without violation.
Without violation.
Dari Yishasi,
you will perform.
Chit,
if.
Tubhyam,
for you.
Shakraha,
Shakraha,
the killer of Indra.
Bhavita,
will be.
Suta,
a son. Kashyapa Muni continued, if you perform this ceremony called Pungsavana, adhering to the vow with faith for at least 1 year, you'll give birth to a son destined to kill Indra. But if there's any discrepancy in the discharge of this vow, the son will be a friend to Indra. No purport. We'll just keep on reading. Bharam ityabhyupetyata dittira janmahamana kasyapad gharbam adhuta uratam chanjo dadharasa. O King Parikshit, Ditti, the wife of Kasyapa, agreed to undergo the purificatory process known as Pungsavana. Yes, she said, I shall do everything according to your instructions. With great jubilation, she became pregnant, having taken semen from Kasyapa, and faithfully began discharging the vow. No purport. Matri svasa abhiprayam indra agyaya manada shushushane nashamastam dittim paryacharat kavi. O King who are respectful to everyone, Indra understood Ditti's purpose and thus he contrived to fulfill his own interests. Following the logic that self-preservation is the first law of nature, he wanted to break Ditti's promise. Thus he engaged himself in the service of Ditti, his aunt, who was residing in an ashram. Quite a few verses with my purport, so I'm just going to continue reading for a little while. Nityam vanat suma nasa pala mula samit kusam patran kura midopascha kali kala upaharat. Indra served his aunt daily by bringing flowers, fruits, roots, and wood for yagyas from the forest. He also brought kusha grass, leaves, sprouts, earth, and water exactly at the proper time. Evam tasya vratastaya vratachchidram hariya nripa prepsu payacharajjimo mriga heva mrigarkati. O King Parikshit, as the hunter of a deer becomes like a deer by covering his body with deer skin and serving the deer, so Indra, although at heart the enemy of the sons of Ditti, became outwardly friendly and served Ditti in a faithful way. Indra's purpose was to cheat Ditti As soon as he could find some fault in the way she discharged the vows of the ritualistic ceremony, however, he wanted to be undetected, and therefore he served her very carefully. Nadya kachchad vratta chidram tat parota mahipate chintam divram gita sakra kena me syas jivam tviha. O master of the entire world, when Indra could find no faults, he thought, how will it be good fortune to me? Thus he was full of deep anxiety. Ekada sa tu sandhyayam uchishta vratta karshita Aspishta varyadha tangri shushvapa vitimohita. Having grown weak and thin because of strictly following the principles of the vow, Diti once unfortunately neglected to wash her mouth, hands, and feet after eating and went to sleep during the evening twilight. Labha tad anantaram shakro nidra pahita chetasa Dite pavishta udaram yogesho yogamayaya. Finding this fault, Indra, who has all mystic powers, yoga cities such as Anima and Lagina, entered Diti's womb while she was unconscious, being fast asleep. Purport. A perfectly successful yogi is expert in 8 kinds of perfection. By one of them called Anima Siddhi, he can become smaller than an atom, and in that state he can enter anywhere. With this yogic power, Indra entered the womb of Diti while she was pregnant. Om Jnanatimanandasya Nivanjana Sarakaya Chakshu Unmitani Vitasma Shivudhuri Namaha Kankaroti Vachavam Pankum Mangayate Garim Yakripata Mahambande Shivudhuri Vitaranam Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sanyavari Pastachade Sitarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadar Hari Sivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Explanation is being given by Shukadeva Goswami in response to a question that Pariksit Maharaj asked earlier in this chapter. He was told about the birth of the 49 Marut demigods who were born from the womb of Diti. As we know, Diti. She is one of the daughters of Daksha, and Daksha had many daughters, including Diti and Aditi, and Kashyapa, who is their husband. He was the son of Marichi, who was the son of Lord Brahma. And as we know, as described earlier in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma produced various sons, and among them certainly Prajapati Daksha. His intent was to increase progeny to populate the universe, and from him came various sons, daughters, and through them there was an increase of progeny. And Kashyapa, I believe Kashyapa was a husband of both Diti and Aditi. And as we know, from Aditi came Indra. And therefore it's actually referred to here, this is a relationship with Indra, that Diti is Indra's aunt. Because Diti is Aditi's sister, and therefore there is some relationship there. And from Aditi came, as we know, not only Indra, but many of the demigods appeared through the womb of Aditi, and from the womb of Aditi, as we know, came the Daityas, who are well known as demons. And of course, one of the predominant Daityas is, two of the predominant Daityas are Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, who had taken their birth as a result of an improper connection with Kashyapa that took place, as described in the third canto of the Bhagavata, that Diti, she was feeling very lusty. Kashyapa, who was a Brahmin, strict in adherence to Brahminical principles and religious principles, was conversant in the Vedic sacrifices, and understood that although he had to satisfy his wife, who was approaching Kashyapa for the fulfillment of her desires, he said, "Yes, I will satisfy you, but we should wait till the proper time." And specifically because at the time that Aditi wanted to have her husband satisfy her was a very inauspicious time, because at that particular time Lord Shiva happened to be traveling about, and he was actually believe he was somewhere present at the time, or close to the place where they were. And wherever Lord Shiva comes, as Lord Shiva is known as Bhutanath, he is the Lord of the Bhutas, who is very much inclined to satisfy the ghosts and the hobgoblins, and they are all, he is known as, and many times, even Daksha, who is Lord Shiva's brother. Lord Shiva had taken his birth from Lord Brahma, from his eyebrows, and Daksha had also taken birth from Lord Brahma. Daksha had criticized Lord Shiva because of the association he keeps. So, therefore, Kashyapa was trying to explain to Diti, not now, wait for an auspicious, more auspicious time, because now, because Lord Shiva is nearby, it's quite possible that some those are possessed of demoniac nature who are nearby, and he satisfies them, he gives them. I'm probably even talks about in that section, specifically the ghosts. He says the ghosts who have no physical body, because the ghosts also worship Lord Shiva, then the ghosts, by the mercy of Lord Shiva, get an opportunity to take birth in a physical body. So, of course, we know this Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, going back to the third canto, they had to take birth as demons because of the curse of the four Kumaras. But there's many, many facets. Always, if you read Bhagavatam, you'll see there's many, many facets that need to be considered. It's not that in the execution or in the consequences of some activities there's only one consequence, but there's multifaceted consequences. So Jaya and Vijaya took their birth as demons, the sons, as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, the sons of Diti. Also, there's a lesson to be learned, and Prabhupada speaks about that in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, that is the responsibility of the parents, that when conceiving the child, they should take all necessary precautions into consideration if they want to have devotee children. Otherwise, if they don't follow the necessary precautions, they run the risk of having demons as children, because their mentality is due to a previous birth, or a previous consciousness, or previous sinful activities, and therefore, if the parents are not conscientious about bringing a God-conscious child into the world by following all the necessary rules, of course, the rules that Diti and Kashyapa had to follow, there were many of them, but one of them was don't engage in sexual act for the conception of a child at an inauspicious time. And Diti, of course, suffered the consequence by giving birth to both Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, who are, of course, the Hiranyaksha was, I think he was the first demon in the universe, and Hiranyakashipu was the second demon, taking birth. Excuse me. Way back in the beginning of creation. So therefore Diti had given not only given birth to Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, but as we also know that one of the sons of Hiranyakashipu, who was also a Daitya, was Prahlad. And the Prahlad, of course, is always used as an example that even if one takes birth in a demoniac family, if by good association, if by performance of devotional service, there's performance of devotional service, by that good association, even though all potential for taking a demoniac birth is there, then by that association in one's life, what was it? Prahlad's mother's name? Kayadu. She heard Srimad Bhagavatam. She heard Narada Muni when she took shelter in the ashram of Narada Muni. When Hiranyakashipu was performing his strict austerities and penances. And Indra, again, Indra is an example. Indra gets fearful when he finds out that his position of a king of the heavenly planets, being a demigod, when he finds out his position is subject to some potential enmity or potential loss as a result of fighting, Indra was thinking, well, look how powerful Hiranyakashipu is. Just by Hiranyakashipu's austerities, the whole universe, including the heavenly planets, have all been occupied by demoniac influences. And he felt that, yes, because there's constant conflict between the devotees and the demons, that whoever would take birth of Hiranyakashipu would definitely be a threat to his security in the heavenly planets. So Indra at that time, and we'll read about here also how Indra had a similar with Indra was similarly fearful of Diti again this time, and because he knew that Diti, she wanted to get a son from Kashyapa again who would kill him. Okay. That is why that Kashyapa had recommended that. Oh, this is it. Anyways, I'm getting a little bit off into a tangent. But we have to cover the whole gamut there. Indra was afraid, so he took Kayadu, and he went, to Narada Muni's ashram, and he was trying to take Kayadu away. He wanted to kill the son within the womb of Kayadu. And of course, Narada Muni appeared and said, sorry, there's no way you can kill this son. This son is going to be a great devotee of the Lord. And even if you want to kill him, you'll not be successful because he'll be protected by the Lord. And convinced Indra from not killing Prahlad in the womb of Kayadu. So while Kayadu was in the ashram of Narada Muni, Kayadu would hear regularly Bhagavad Gita within the womb, and by that association, even though he had taken birth from the seed of Hiranyakashipu in a demoniac family. Prahlad is always used as an example that even taking birth in the family of demons, one can become a devotee by association with devotee. And of course, the son of Prahlad was Virochana, and the son of Virochana was Bali. And Bali was also a very powerful warrior, powerful demon, but because he was the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, he got Prahlad Maharaj's mercy and also became a great devotee of God, one of the Mahajans, one of the 12 Mahajans, is Bali Maharaj. So again, evidence is there that although the whole universe was populated by Adityas, of our, the demigods and devotees of the Lord, and to Diti, many demons had taken their birth, still those who have taken birth in demoniac families can become devotees of the Lord by the power of devotional service of the Lord and by the power of association with devotees of the Lord. So so here we have examples of Hiranyakashipu. Of course, Hiranyakashipu was who he was. He was a great powerful demon, but he was also, as we know, one of the gatekeepers of the Vaikuntha planets. Was he Jaya or Vijaya? I can't remember. We were one of them. And by the arrangement of the Lord, he had to take his birth in it as a demon three times so he could very quickly return to his service in the spiritual world and Vaikuntha planets as a gatekeeper. And he chose to take that birth three times as demons, as rather than to have to take seven births as a devotee, because he didn't want to stay away from his service too long. So we see a great example in the life of the devotees of the Lord. So therefore Pariksit Maharaj is asking Shukadeva Goswami, he wants to know about these 40 Daima roots. They're all demigods, but they took birth from Diti. It seems they should be demons. And this question that he asked is, he says, my dear Lord, due to their birth, the 49 Maruts must have been obsessed with a demoniac mentality. Why did Indra, the king of heaven, convert them into demigods? Did they perform any rituals or pious activities? Yeah. He wanted to know. What was it? What was the catalyst that, you know, that they should be all demons? But yet we see they became devotees. And so these verses that we've read today and more is Shukadeva Goswami's answer to Pariksit Maharaj's question. And as we know, the explanation that is given is that Diti, being very much attached to her sons, as is quite natural for the mother, she was very angry because she was saying that because of Indra, Lord Vishnu helped them to kill my sons. Because Krishna, Vishnu, killed Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varaha, Hiranyakashipu was killed by Lord Nrisingadeva, and she was thinking that because Vishnu was siding with the demigods, Indra being the king of the heavenly planets, it was because of Indra, who was attached to his position and who sought out the assistance of the Supreme Lord, that her sons were killed. So she was thinking that I want to get revenge. And in fact, there's a verse. Where was it? Verse 22. Vasutta Goswami says, after hearing Maharaj Parikshit speak respectfully and briefly on topics essential to hear, Shukadeva Goswami, who was well aware of everything, praised his endeavor with great pleasure and replied. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains in the purport to that verse, she said that Artavat, which is one of the words in the verse, means with many meanings. One meaning is attained from this story. Performing tamasic bhakti to the Lord with the goal of harming others, one becomes purified in heart. And he's specifically stating that when Diti requested Kashyapa Muni to give her a method by which she could get a son, Kashyapa Muni was very disturbed because Diti again satisfied Kashyapa Muni, and Kashyapa Muni was bound to fulfill her desires and said, okay, because you satisfied me, you served me so faithfully, I will, whatever benediction you ask, just ask and I will give you. And then she asked, I ask that you give me a son who will kill Indra. And when he heard that, he was thinking, he was condemning himself. How did I ever get stuck in a situation like this? You know, I have a wife, I've given her, I've granted her a benediction, and you know, Indra is a devotee of the Lord, and he's not to be held responsible for the death of her sons. Why is she thinking this way? So he began to think that, well, I will give her a method by which she engages in devotional service. He gave her the sacrifice, the Pungsavana sacrifice, which is actually a devotional sacrifice meant for propitiating the Supreme Lord and to satisfy the Supreme Lord, with the hopes that by performing devotional service and to get the result that she'll become purified of this hateful desire, and something auspicious will happen. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is saying that performing tamasic bhakti to the Lord with the goal of harming others, one becomes purified in heart. So she was actually had this desire that she was performing bhakti because she wanted to kill Indra.
Like contradiction.
Yeah. Or just like Prahlad. Excuse me, like Dhruva. He didn't have such... Dhruva had great revenge. He had revenge. He wanted his stepbrother killed. He wanted Suruchi killed.
Really, he wanted him killed?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he wanted revenge. And he was angry at his father also for siding with Suruchi. And he went to Suniti. And he said to Suniti, please... Yeah, what can I do? And Suniti said that, well, you should take the advice of your stepmother. She told you that if you want to sit on your father's lap, you should go to the forest and seek out the Supreme Lord. And if you seek out the Supreme Lord, maybe you'll get a benediction that in your next life you can take birth in my womb. And if you take birth in my womb, then you can sit on your father's lap. So he had all of these aspirations. He actually went for the purpose of worshiping the Lord with a very vengeful heart. In fact, even when Narada Muni first met him, and Narada Muni instructed him, Narada Muni said, you know, why are you doing all these things? Why don't you go back home, come back in a later, like, you know, you have to perform very severe austerities, you're only a 5-year-old boy. Why are you going to adopt this process? And Narada Muni was testing Dhruva Maharaj, and Dhruva Maharaj said, oh, everything that you said, you've given good spiritual advice. He said, but unfortunately, my Kshatriya spirit is predominating, and nothing you said touches my heart. He wanted vengeance. So Narada Muni, seeing a very strong, determined candidate, he gave him a mantra, chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He sent him into the forest. He sent him to Mahavan to perform sacrifices and austerities on the banks of the Yamuna, and by which the Supreme Lord can be worshipped and satisfied. course, he had these desires also. He had vengeance. And there's a whole long explanation Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives in that particular sense that why Dhruva Maharaj had to lament, because he realized that when he finally got the darshan of the Lord responded to him by saying, the Lord appeared to him and said, okay, Dhruva. And he said, your brother will go to the forest hunting and he'll be killed. And your mother, when she hears about this, she'll go to the forest looking for your brother and she'll be devoured by a forest fire. And the Lord then also told them, you will perform great austerity, you will perform great sacrifices and you will reign as king. So in other words, he got the things that he wanted to get in vengeance. He wanted to get his father's throne. He wanted to get vengeance to his stepbrother. He wanted to get vengeance to his stepbrother. The Lord came and fulfilled them all and told them, I'm fulfilling them all for you. And then the Lord left. But just prior to the Lord's appearance, Dhruva Maharaj actually became purified, and he no longer had these desires in his heart, and he actually asked the Lord for one benediction only, please give me the association of devotees. But when the Lord appeared, the Lord made no mention of these desire whatsoever to Dhruva Maharaj. The only thing he mentioned to Dhruva is, your stepbrother will be killed, your stepmother will be killed, and you'll sit on your father's throne. Goodbye.
His original.
And Dhruva was lamenting. He said, the Lord came to me. I could have had all my desires fulfilled. I had all my spiritual desires fulfilled. And he was lamenting. I was such a rascal. Because although I had these desires, the Lord only spoke about my previous desires. And he was thrown in lamentation. Of course, by his lamentation, he became completely purified. Spiritual lamentation. And he got to obtain a planet where the Supreme Lord gave him Dhruva Loka planet, the kingdom. He served as a king for, I think, 36,000 celestial years or something like that.
That's the pole star?
No. Here. Then he went to the pole star. The pole star there was no birth, death, disease, old age. It's one of the spiritual planets in the material universe.
How long did he rule here?
36,000 years. Yeah. So he had the same point, was that he had the same mentality. So Diti Ayendra, where were we? Anyways, Indra was thinking how to protect. Oh no, we're speaking about Diti. Diti, she wanted to perform. She wanted revenge. She wanted to kill Indra. So Kashyapa gave her the Pungsavana worship method of worship of sacrifice, whereby although she was engaged in bhakti, but she had the tamasic desire, she wanted to kill somebody. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in this purport, he said that there's several meanings. Performing tamasic bhakti to the Lord with the goal of harming others, one becomes purified in heart, and along with developing bhakti without tamas, one gains liberation from samsara and gives up the tendency for violence to others. Diti is the proof of this. This is the first meaning of the story. Those with crooked hearts who see faults in others, though they are intelligent, do not see those same faults in themselves. This is another part of the story. She didn't see that the same tendency that she saw in Indra, she had it in herself. She was thinking, Indra, in order to protect himself, he solicited Lord Vishnu to kill my son. And he was thinking, because he's possessed of this mentality, therefore I will solicit the Supreme Lord to kill Indra. So the same mentality was there. So Diti was thinking, like, she didn't see the same fault was in herself as what she was seeing in Indra. And then Diti is also an example of this with her words starting in verse 24. This is the second meaning. A learned person can be cheated by the attraction of a woman. Kashyapa is an example of this. This is the third meaning. In other words, Kashyapa fell victim because Aditi had satisfied him so nicely. Kashyapa said, sure, whatever you want. And Aditi said, give me a method where I can kill Indra. Now, of course, now these other verses are going on to explain that Kashyapa told Aditi that if you perform this method perfectly without any discrepancies, then you'll get the fulfillment of your desire. But if there's any discrepancies, you'll get an opposite reaction. Okay? Just any discrepancies whatsoever. So as we just read this morning in those verses, that Indra, he hung around while Diti was performing the Pumsavana sacrifice. And he looked for some small discrepancy.
Right?
Some mistake. And as we read this morning in that verse, we just read, what was it? He said, Indra understood Diti's purpose, and thus he contrived to fulfill his own interests. Following the logic that self-preservation is the first law of nature, he wanted to break Diti's promise. Thus he engaged himself in the service of Diti, his aunt, who was residing in the ashram. So he came there and he was serving Diti while she was thinking, if I can somehow break this vow. Because if she's successful in this vow without any discrepancies, then she's going to get a son, according to Kashyapa, who's going to kill me. So he served his aunt daily by bringing flowers, fruits, roots, and wood for yagyas in the forest. He also brought kusha grass, leaves, sprouts, earth, and water exactly at the proper time. As a hunter of a deer becomes like a deer by covering his body with deer skin and serving the deer, so Indra, although at heart the enemy of the sons of Diti, became outwardly friendly and served Diti in a faithful way. Indra's purpose was to cheat Diti. As soon as he could find some fault in the way she discharged the vows of the ritualistic ceremony, however, he wanted to be undetected, and therefore he served her very carefully. O master of the entire world, Indra could find no faults. He thought, how will there be good fortune for me? So Indra was also, he was worried, as he oftentimes gets. He got worried when there were 100, was going to be 100 horse sacrifices performed by Prithu Maharaj, and therefore, after performing 99 horse sacrifices, Indra went to disrupt the 100th horse sacrifice, because of the 100 horse sacrifices, they'll think that Prithu Maharaj will gain my opulences in the heavenly planets. This is just one of Indra's defects. So he was thinking, how will it be good fortune for me? Thus he was full of deep anxiety. Having grown weak and thin because of strictly following the principles of the vow, Diti once unfortunately neglected to wash her mouth, hands, and feet after eating, and went to sleep during the evening twilight.
And that's the only mistake that allowed him to be able to.
You got it. You got it.
Wow.
That was it. Just see how strictly these sacrifices had to be performed. And there's so many examples in the Bhagavatam that even the slight discrepancy in the execution of a sacrifice can wreak havoc. For instance, like Tvashta, there was a mantra that was chanted, but just it was incorrectly, one syllable was incorrectly pronounced, instead of producing someone who would kill whatever it was, kill Indra, it was somebody that would, for which Indra would kill. Slight discrepancy. Sometimes people think, yes, let me follow the Vedic rituals, because bhakti is too difficult. And they think by following the Vedic rituals that hopefully they'll become freed from the reactions of their sinful activities, being attached, as Krishna says, to sense gratification, opulent in life. They think there's nothing more than the Vedic rituals. But a slight discrepancy. So here's one slight discrepancy. Diti once unfortunately neglected to wash her mouth, hands, and feet after eating and went to sleep during the evening twilight. So finding this fault, Indra, who has the mystic powers, Yoga cities such as Anima and Lagima entered Diti's womb while she was unconscious, being fast asleep. So that's the last verse I read today, actually. But you'll go on and read what he did while he was in the womb. He went in there, and by his mystic power, he cut up the womb into seven parts. And then by cutting up the womb into seven parts, and then it's described as all that they actually, they divided up, but then different spirit souls took birth into those bodies, and then he cut up those seven parts, each of those seven parts into another seven parts, and then there became 49 parts, and then the result is that what was it? But because of Aditi's performance of devotional service and the execution of those vows, all these living entities who took birth as Maruts, they became devotees of the Lord. Indra accepted them as brothers. They became Indra accepted them brothers, and after they took their birth, Indra said to them, "Okay, let's go to the heavenly planets together." So that was the answer to question. How was it? Did they perform rituals? No. What did they perform? Was it because of some rituals they performed? No, it wasn't rituals. It was because of devotional service that they became devotees. And because
Diti's devotional service.
Diti, she was performing devotional service. Yes.
And that allowed them to, instead of becoming demons,
they became devotees. And then Indra, instead of wanting to kill Indra, they became devotees, and they say, "Hey, we're brothers."
So devotional service is very, very powerful.
Very powerful. I guess that's the point that should be understood.
Yeah.
Absolutely, which is the power of bhakti. The power of bhakti. So, I'll take a quick question. I'm going to end here. But I'll take, if it's a quick question. If it's not a quick question, I may not answer it. Sorry.
I'm not sure that it's a quick question. It means that if somebody approaches devotees with harmful desire, we can anyway offer devotional service, offer the method of devotional service, because while practicing, that person...
It's not approaching the devotees, she approached the Lord.
Oh, the Lord. We cannot do it.
She approached the Lord. She was worshipping the Lord. Her whole method of sacrifice, which is actually going to be described in the next chapter. The whole chapter is about her method of sacrifice. Right? Was worshipping the Lord, not worshipping the devotees of the Lord. But Kashyapa gave you that method of worshiping the Lord.
Kashyapa devotee gave you this method. We also, as devotees, can give somebody this
method. Give somebody a method?
If somebody also.
If we're as powerful as Kashyapa, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't try it. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna, glorious to Srimad Bhagavatam, glorious to Srimad Prabhupada.
Thank you for a very nice class, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Srimad Prabhupada ki
jai,
His Holiness Nilanjan Swami ki
jai.